Good morning. We're continuing Mechilchus Shabbos, and we're learning a Klal Chafalev. The Melachah B'Gerzes, the Chayyim now moves to the issue of hair, removing hair. Removing hair is the original case of Gerzes. The person is taking the hair which grows on the sheep, which we call that the fleece or the wool, the hair which grows on goats, and removing them to use them for the purposes in the Mishkan. So taking off one's hair has the same problem. So what about combing one's hair? A person is not cutting hair. Cutting hair is parallels the case of Gerzes. A person is combing hair. Many times when one combs their hair, small hairs get detached from the body. So there is a gziza element in combing. But is that the person's intent? Is it Dorosh Eni Miskaven? He's not trying to remove the hairs, maybe. We should say that. So Dorosh Eni Miskaven is Mutter and Shabbos, with the exception of secretion. If it's definitely going to happen, even though it wasn't his intent, it's going to be Asur. So we have two questions over here. What is a person's intent? And if it's not his intent, is it a secretion? So the answer to both these questions were the Bermachmer. The person's goal of combing their hair is to make their hair look more masuder and nicer. Straggling loose hairs undermines that. So even though the person is not intending specifically to try and remove the hair and tear the hair out, they are intending to do what is necessary to make them look nice, which includes pulling out the loose hairs and getting them out that the hair should look organized and neat. So it's not considered a Dabar Sheni Miskaven, number one. We can make an argument, it's called Dabar HaMechaven, the person is trying to do that, even though it's not with explicit intent for that purpose, but that's the underlying principle why he's combing his hair, and therefore that's going to be a problem. So even if it would not be obsecration, it's going to be a problem. On the other hand, we can make an argument that's not called intent, because the person's goal right now is to make their hair look orderly, etc., not to necessarily pull out the hairs. But maybe it's obsecration. It's definitely going to happen, and therefore it's going to be problematic in halacha. Even though a person doesn't have kavanah, Dabar Sheni Miskaven, it's not a Dabar Sheni Miskaven, which has a heter, it's obsecration, which is also. So we follow that both of these concerns in halacha. Also, at least b'masek b'Shabbos, a person cannot use a comb on Shabbos. If I feel b'osin shekaren brushed misaris, a person not using a comb, a person is using a brush. Brush has, the way their brushes are made, they use coarse hair from animals to make the brush. Misaris is made from hairs. You cannot use them. Sheyefsher shlo yakru saris. So the chayim goes with the approach that we have to assume for sure it's inevitable that hair is going to be pulled out, and therefore it is obsecration. So even though it's Dabar Sheni Miskaven, obsecration is still aser. And obsecration is the nichal, the person is appreciative of the fact that these hairs were removed. The person looks nicer. So even if you will not give that a halacha straight up intent, but regards to is it obsecration to nichole or obsecration to nichole, the answer to it's obsecration to nichole. It's something which happens inevitably, but the person is happy, which that is a problem that one cannot do such an action on Shabbos. Okay, so the Chagallim has introduced this issue of potentially kavanah versus secretion. Going back to the woman who forgot to cut her fingernails for Shabbos, a woman that's going to the mikveh, person going to the mikveh has to comb their hair out. There's many knots in the hair, because one place where the hair is knotted one to the other, the water cannot get into that spot. and therefore that there would be a chitzitza between themselves and the water. As a person combs, a lot of times a person pulls out loose hairs, which again, this is something the person wants. The person wants the hair to be neat and organized, that they should ever go to the mikveh. So it's the person is doing this action intentionally to accomplish that, and that's going to be a problem. What about asking a non-Jew? We'll talk about the business in the next year. Have a good day.